I just thought of this, right? Or any, you could say management or some project, there is to organize that project, plan the project, or plan the service, plan whatever, local or regional or even global, there is a five-point program, or five steps of the planning. We had applied this to our centennial, Srila Prabhupada's centennial in 1996. Of course, we started the planning in 92, and celebration was in 96. So in 95, we applied this principle, planning principle. It has a 5 points. Who is a good scribe or a hand, who writes well? I don't know which one works. You can see on which color. Oh, so then what do we do? Oh, maybe they are bringing the other charts here. Someone has gone, so I don't. Okay, they are arriving. run, Haribok. So we'll see how we could apply that to our... What is our project here? It's not only chanting, but what did we say yesterday? Pure chanting, Chanting for change. Chanting for change. Change what? Change our japa. Change our consciousness and eventually change the world. Go deep within and make the changes there with the help of your chanting. Or when we say with the help of chanting, it is, whose help is it? With the help of chanting, we change. Lord's help. In fact, with Krishna's help, we bring about the change. Then it is possible, right? When, if Lord helps, then we could change ourselves and change the world, change people around us. So what? Yeah? It's going to work? So you could just maybe write to begin with, chant for change. Just a theme of our seminar here, or this several days of our sessions here, japa and kirtan. It is for chant for
change.
I think if once you see it in black and white or pink here, in this case, you will remember. Otherwise, just air. Now it is more solid. Chant for change. So that's our project. So we want to apply these five universal principles, or this is one approach of organizing a project or plan the project, master planning. So this particular has a five components. First one is a vision. Now probably you know, we had done seminar in Pune with the students, you had invited me, we also had applied, but then topic was different. But same thing we had applied. For centennial we had this, applied this. You could apply this to different thing that you wish to do or you are doing. Vision. We'll just first list, you understand the vision. What's the goal? What's the vision? What we wish to achieve? Now, we'll not take the questions right now. Think so? Ready? Very well.
This is more depth, sounds like it's more grave and serious. The obstacle, you understand obstacle, stumbling block to achieve that vision. Yeah, this is my vision. What could be possibly keep me away or stop me from achieving this vision is called obstacles. This proactive approach, but proactive. In advance, we take a note of our difficulties which we may encounter on the way. Third one is a strategy. Okay, this is our vision, these are possible potential difficulties or obstacles, then what would be our strategy to get rid of these obstacles so that we achieve the vision? A very good handwriting. Huh? It's like a printing. Strategy. Strategy. What is the strategy? Third, fourth thing is resources. Resources. What material, what resources as well. There are two aspects. There's a manpower and the funding. These are like a, when we talk of resources, there may be some other kinds of resources, but you could just say manpower, and I think it doesn't really apply. And the fourth one, or there are other kinds of resources here. And the fifth one is the timeline. Time factor, timeline. How much time is it going to take me to achieve this goal? Or if the total time is so many, 5 years, what is my first phase and what is my second phase? First phase or some 6 months, this much I want to go forward, this much, and 1 year this much, and 3 years that much. Okay, so that's the formula, or that's the universal principle that we talked about. So we want to apply this to our project, which is Chant for Change, which is not just Chant for Change today and tomorrow. The seminar or our get together here would be over in a couple of days, but we want to, just for chant, we could also say, chanting japa, or we could also say kirtan, or maybe we could just stick to japa. Japa, okay, just japa. So, how to apply these 5 principles, 5-step formula or program for chanting japa. So we'll go through this one by one, and we'll invite your comments. Yeah, so we have one chart for a vision. So what is the vision? Who would like to share the vision for chanting? Hey, we need more of this. What are these resources? We need manpower here. Sisters. So what is the vision? We have kind of talked about, we had been talking since yesterday. We had several sessions yesterday, question answers also. This morning we talked more. So some of these things have been covered. So what is the vision? Transformation? Okay. So I think this is, transformation of heart. I suppose this is loud thinking session. So yes, Radhisha? Nayanam Galadashrudharaya. Vadanam Gadagad. So that's the vision of Radhisham Prabhu. Or there is also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement. Chant purely. Okay, we list it. Soon there'll be overlapping and you'll be repeating and like that. Getting empowered. Are you going fast? I think you gotta go a little faster. You can, Yeah, we want to end up with smaranam, you say. Shravanam, kirtanam, we do. And the vision is, goal is, go for remembrance. Yes, chanting, okay, we want to get more chanting. We said this yesterday, it's okay. We want to get, like to feel like more chanting, never stopping. Kirtaniya sada hari, could that be also vision? In the back benches, that's where the teacher stands up and seeing every object in relationship with Krishna as the goal. And try to make it a little more closely related. Otherwise everything could be, getting situated in our eternal position as a servant is also a goal of the chanting, vision of the chanting. Yes, realize abhinnatvat nama namino. What is happening? Maybe tighten this or?
No, behind.
Oh, what is happening? No. Okay, well, let's go on. In the back, yeah.
Attachment to the holy name.
Okay, attachment to the holy name. Yes, Prabhu. I want to make my goal, vision, that at least prescribed number of rounds I chant attentively. That's the more important. That's it. Attentive chanting is a vision. Attentive chanting. And describe numbers. Dancing. You're showing me the answer. I see Radha and Krishna dancing on my... Yes. Sure. Yeah, non-difference. I think it's repeated, said, covered already. Glorify Krishna. You said?
Please
Guru and Gauranga Krishna by my chanting is my vision. Develop service attitude. Very good. In the chant, we are begging for service. And when Krishna gives the service, then you say, see you later. I'll think about it. Back home. Back to Pune. Okay, back home. Yeah, come back home. One devotee said that while he was in London, he always thought going back to home means I had to go somewhere else. Then he came to Vrindavan. He was on Brajamandal Parikrama. Towards the end, he was sharing realization. And he said, all these thoughts from the past, I always thought of going back to home means I had to go somewhere else. I'm here now, I had to go somewhere else. But once he was in Vrindavan, then he said, this thought disappeared. I have come back home. I'm back home. No, I have nowhere else I have to go. I need to go. There's a dham here, so we also have come back, finally come back home. So, like that, this, we will stop with the vision. I think we have, anyone has to add something? Self-realization is a goal. The vision, Haribo, self-realization, and then Krishna realization. Self-awareness, in fact. It's very important, self-awareness. Become aware of the self as you chant. Self-awareness and, of course, supreme self-awareness. Krishna prema. Get Krishna prema. Holy name is Krishna prema. But then realize, that's a vision. Realize that holy name is Krishna, it's Krishna prema. It's non-different. Can't separate. So we could stop here. I think we have a good sized list here. I think we don't have time. I mean, time to review each item. Maybe some items are more closer and some are maybe connected, you know, some connection is there. Some are more directly, some are indirectly connected with the vision. But there are more, less correct vision statements. So we'll go to the next one. Yeah? So you're satisfied with this vision? This is okay vision? Or chanting? Yeah, if we had a glue, we could have... We have glue to stick this? Okay, so next is obstacle. So who wants to... So now you have to keep in mind that this is my vision, or our vision, and I'm sitting for chanting every day. So what could stop me from achieving this vision, achieving this goal? So that's the next exercise. Now that minute. Don't worry about it. You write down. You keep writing. Obstacles. So, you understand the next exercise? What is the difficulty? What are the problems? Who are the enemies of the chanting? Enemies of the chanting. I think as soon as I said enemies, a lot of families. Almost everyone has one or more than one enemy. Yeah. Distraction of what kind? Distraction is very general, but could you specify?
Thinking about something apart from planning or...
Okay, distraction of various kinds. Distraction. That's also obstacle. Distraction is... Okay. Okay. Offenses against the holy name. Especially what? Tenth offense, that's 11th offense, something like that. Also, the Vaishnava Prat is a very... Yes, Rupa Goswami. Laziness. lazy to what? Lazy to chant. Okay, so someone says being lazy to, well,
Mind is not cooperating.
Mind doesn't cooperate. Yeah, try to make more specific, more precise than generalize.
Planning about services, feelings.
Yeah, during chanting, make that as a planning session. No test for chanting. Are you with us, Prabhu?
Past conditionings.
Past conditionings. Say more.
Past conditionings.
Okay. Enemies. What about those? Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Mad, Moha, Matsarya. They are also enemies?
Yes.
Obstacles? Shared ripus. Okay. Shared ripus from the past. Okay. Conditioning.
No test.
No test. I think someone said that already. Yes or no? Yeah, and the, yeah, sleep, yeah, is it? Nidra, Nidra Devi. She especially comes during chanting. Whether chanting is, she appears. Oh, there's a Bhagavatam class, he also makes sure she's around there. Om Namo Bhagavate. Jap also. Yeah, so, yes, this is pretty serious obstacle. Sleep. Yeah? Yeah. Yes, inattentive chanting. Yeah, prajalpa. Either you do or others, you entertain others' talks during japa time or calls. Yes. Doing what?
Overeating.
Overeating is obstacle. Yes, Prabhu. Not being prayerful during chanting is obstacle. Yes, and what is that chanting where it's not prayerful, mood is not there, then?
Mechanical.
Mechanical, yeah. Dry or routine, machine-like. Body is also a machine, and then you push some button and the body is doing chanting, but you are not there. The soul is not there. There's no prayer. The body may go back to home. Soul remains behind. If that was the case, then tape recorder also would go back to Godhead. Tape recorder is singing, radio sometimes, singing some Hare Krishna or devotional songs. Yes, Vrindavan. Lack of determination. Determination in relationship with japa, you have to say that determination to lack of japa. How is that connected, related with japa? You say determination. Utsahad nishayat dhairyat. Applying that, and if not applying, that's obstacle. Lack of preparation of mind. When would you prepare? Before chanting, during chanting, or? Okay, sleep. Not sleeping enough at night time is also obstacle. Next japa is going to be obstacle. Yeah, actually, a lot could be said. A lot could be said about this preparation. Do not worry about chanting during chanting, but day before you should be worrying about tomorrow morning chanting. I'll chant tomorrow morning, so what I do now, is it going to help me or is it going to be obstacle for my chanting? So it's a serious. Some devotees also, I was told, Sachinandan Maharaj, he also does little yoga and stretches and he gets ready, you know, mental preparation. Not as soon as jumping into. So we should be eager to start our japa, but do a little preparation, do a little thinking. This is next now, how I'm going to do, and am I prepared, and preparation. Uncontrolled tongue and bodily
disorders.
Yeah, so some kind of sickness, overeating results in sickness. Who has not spoken yet? Being stubborn. not being honest or obedient, taking suggestions from others, not taking good advice in relationship with the chanting from others, or improving. Yes, Prabhu.
Lack of reading and hearing sufficiently.
Lack of reading and hearing sufficiently, yes, could be obstacle. One should be philosophically sound. I think that would come in resources as we go for resources. Because this obstacle, that could be listed here. Considering ourselves as a doer. In chanting, what? How do you say that?
Chanting, like you are able to chant actually because of the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava.
Mm. Yeah, some kind of pride or aham, or I'm chanting even 64 rounds, you know, or yeah.
I just want to finish with it.
Done with it. Done with. Have celebration. I'm finished. Finally I'm done. That's how. Party. Yeah, that kind of mood. We are eager to finish for sake of finishing. And while going through, just eager to finish, eager to moving the counter beads one after the other and being happy as that comes to the end of the Esro. Impatient in the chanting. How could one be impatient in chanting?
One expects the results to come very fast.
Sahajiya mentality. Means, yeah, okay. Utsaha, nishchay, lack of nishchay or determination. Same thing that's related with not being patient or determined. Yeah. Quick results. Yes. Not understanding enough. Yeah. Mahatmya. Greatness, importance, significance of chanting. As a result, then, what about not having faith in chanting? Lack of Shraddha, because we have not heard enough the glories of chanting. Then we have lack of faith.
Doubting the potency.
And then, you could doubt the potency, because you have no faith. And then you could commit that offense, which is the fifth one. What is the fifth offense?
Consider
glories of chanting to be imaginary, lack of humility, then whole pranada bisuni jaina karora bisahishna, all lacking that. Humility, tolerance, not being respectful towards others. I was thinking it's good that you had their sadachar program before this. You think sadachar has connection with the chanting? Is sadachari, better sadachari person could do his chanting better?
Yes.
Yeah, that was right sequence, preparing for the chanting session. Gotta be well behaved in so many Vaishnava etiquette and dealing someone with the Vaishnavas, of course, Supreme Lord also. With the devotees, and yeah, if you are not sadachari, then in chanting is very difficult. You may be chanting 64 rounds, or you may be thinking you are doing kirtaniya sadahari, but there's no sadachar. Then that vision we have listed will not be achieved. Although chanting, some kind of chanting is going on, yeah.
Haunted by material desires.
Haunted by material desires.
Aspiring for post and position.
What is that? Pratistha, puja,
love,
all that whole big list. Yeah.
Having no strong desire to reform.
Desire to?
Inform.
Reform. Yes. Yeah, so this what we are, I mean, it's kind of japa reform session that we are doing. Chant for change, since we want to reform, we want to change maybe some bad habits. Yesterday we said we're doing something wrong once, twice, thrice, and then what happens? That becomes habit, that becomes character, that becomes your second nature. But that may be just a material part of your nature is getting solidified. So we want to change that. So not having, what did you say?
Reform,
yeah. So not wanting to reform, not wanting to change, just sticking to our style. So if the good to come out or chant with the devotees, then devotees are, the good chance that they will point out, Prabhu, you are doing this wrong, this is not right, do this way. But if you are chanting on your own, you may be chanting even at Radhakund, but chanting by yourself and chanting incorrectly, then what are the chances? Only Radharani could maybe intervene, change you. But if you are not Vaishnavas around, then that's obstacle. Yeah, then no reform. Yeah, we want to soon close this chapter. It's a big chapter. How many points we have?
22.
Already have 22 obstacles. Could be scary. A big list. Breaking regularity principles. Bad association. Yeah. What happens with bad association? And Shadabhir Bhakti Vinashati. Janasangasya Laulyasya. So all those also could be added on the list of the obstacles, starting with what is Atyahar. Let's see, Atyahar is listed. Prayas, over endeavor. Prajalva is listed. Insisting on some niyam, not knowing the purport or purpose of the niyam. Janasangasya, association with the worldly people, and Laulyam, greed. Puja, okay, so some things we listed, that whole list. Okay, we stop here, or you, someone is fighting to get his entry. Yes, Radhesha. Yeah.
It is very surprising that sometimes very good devotees, they sleep in Bhagavatam class and also in chanting. So they are very, very good sadhachari devotees in their behavior, but they have difficulty hearing Bhagavatam or chanting. What is the lesson?
Yeah, so that's our next item, and that is strategy.
I was asking about, just a few minutes ago you were saying, Manaj, we are doing work with Rasha Bose and the Sahaja Bhakti also should have good chanting. But we find they have a lot of good chanting.
Yes, so how to overcome that will be dealt in the next item called strategies. Open the chapter, strategy, and if you, we could take up. So even some good devotees, they seem to be sleeping during Bhagavatam or during chanting. I think sleep has been listed already as obstacle, right? So in order for us to achieve that vision of, you know, the vision for chanting, and sleep is obstacle, so what to do? Now, the strategy, right? So what is our strategy? Now you have those more than 20 obstacles items. So I don't know whether we are going to address one by one or just from your memory. You could say so. But the first one is sleep. How would you?
Where is that? There you go. But where
We don't have the any way to put that on.
So we are taking this item, eighth item listed here, sleep. So we are inviting your comments. How to, if that is a big obstacle even for some good devotees, so how to overcome this obstacle, sleep. Address this issue. Who likes to come up with a strategy? Yes, Prabhu.
Proper rest.
Get proper, proper rest. Okay, I think we could just, yeah. Then you could go deeper into proper rest. What is the proper? What is the proper? 6 hours. Okay, sleep is a topic, so a strategy.
Haribo. Yes, Prabhu.
Sankalp.
You take sankalp of what? Not to sleep?
That you decide, I'm not going to sleep. Anything happens.
Well, that, yeah, it's good. But I think that could also be applied. Yeah, you could apply that sankalp. It's a good suggestion. You could apply that to many things during chanting. I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to talk during. I'm not going to attend to the calls. So sankalpa is like that. This is preparation. Yeah.
Remembering death.
Sleep. Don't somehow scare yourself.
Requesting our neighbor that before start that if I go to sleep, you just sleep.
Help me out. Yeah, so some help. So this is the advantage of chanting in association.
Reduce overeating.
Especially eating at night, that has a lunch eating as bad as you are eating at dinner time. So skip dinner or light dinner or just the fruits or just some milk or, yeah, so, okay. Sleep, so how is the sleep connection with chant proper and how is the sleep? Sleep is a topic. So, to overcome the sleep. Yeah, I think you could raise your voice a little bit. Make a volume louder. Then your, yeah, it could help. Yeah, what else?
Using water spray.
If nothing else works. You could apply water especially here. This is called temple?
Temple.
Yeah, so applying water, cool water here directly helps you to there's some connection. You get a cooling effect of.
That's a question.
On the sleep.
Yeah. Like if attitude is wrong, then that affects. We feel sleepy while chanting. Or
attitude is wrong.
We have techniques, but if attitude is not there, then even though I may use technique, I feel sleepy. Sometimes I am not. Some problem is there with my mind. and all external techniques I am using, not eating and anything, it is not working only. Means that will have some
effect. Attitude.
I am very envious of somebody and I am sitting for chanting. I am sleeping. All techniques I am using. But that is not.
So how is envy making you sleep? I just want to know, it's your sleeping is a topic and your attitude towards the...
I get such thought and I feel sleep. I am not feeling inspired to chant. I have offended somebody or...
So your point is, eating is taken care of, sleeping, you have slept enough, you also use sprinkle of water, you did all these things, but this is at the bodily level, but my mind, it's me and my attitude and my whatever I am, kind of creature I am. But how would that lead to sleep, I'm wondering, that's obstacle, but how is this sleeping connection? I'm still not making a sleeping connection. You have answer to this? Yeah, what?
Actually, if the attitude is wrong, means attitude is right, it creates a desperation in us. Means to chant or get connected to Krishna, and then whatever obstacles throughout the day we see them really as obstacles for us to get connected to Krishna. So that desperation helps us to come out of all those things and helps us to build determination or helps us to chant very attentively. But if attitude is wrong, then certain blurness or vagueness is created in the mind, or person becomes more complacent, or the spirit to fight, it goes down, because attitude is wrong means one doesn't want to practice Krishna consciousness that time, or doesn't want to get connected to Krishna. So naturally it doesn't manifest in fighting spirit for chanting. So immediately when mind, either it may cause distraction.
You may get defeated by
Krishna's mercy, like we
other.
Don't
receive mercy. Okay, so you get that point, I think.
Means that is also one of the things we have to take solution for that also. Means external one solution, but solution for sleep is also change of attitude.
You want to get that listed here?
Solutions for attitude also it can be
given. Yeah, okay. We have it.
Associate with good chanters.
During sleeping, sleeping is a topic. So, those who do not sleep, birds of the same feather flock together. It's good to stay away from those who sleep. I mean, you could be next to them if you are going to help them, but if their associate is going to make you sleep, then better. And some drivers don't allow the person sitting in the front seat to sleep, because they know if next person next to him sleeps, then he may be next one. So like that. So you could stay away from those who sleep. Yes. Sitting position also. Sit properly. Sit properly. So where's the right position as a part of strategy? Right sitting posture is? The backbone and the neck. Right? You could sit in Sukhasana. Some sit in Vajrasana also. No? You know Vajrasana? Hello. Praladan Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Navayabhidra Maharaj also. This dude, Hari Bhav. Yeah, so this internal.
Sleep. So, sitting posture helps. Sit like yogis. I was thinking when someone looks at japa yogi, the chanter, he should. The person should get idea that this person is chanting or busy with the chanting. He's japa yogi, he's chanting now.
You get the point. Sometimes you don't get whether is it chanting, is it just sitting, is it just sleeping or not being alert, not being attentive. On his face there is no real any expression, or it's just blank, or the way he is sitting, or his mind, his body, his face. There's no, you don't read anything. Nothing reminds you that of this person's activity. What possibly could he be doing right now? So if kind of we know he has a bag in hand, so we could probably say he's chanting, but if some new a stranger was going to look at the group, then this he would probably think something, the group, something is going on. But only one person, not in proper mood, not in proper posture, not proper facial expressions, alertness, attentiveness, eagerness, crying like a baby, all those things are not there, then how could anyone even think that or be reminded that this is a japa yogi, this person is busy now doing japa. So he said that should be so thick, huh? It should be creating some atmosphere or some aura or something around him that penetrate through that would be something difficult. How should I approach this person? How could I stop this person? He's chanting. And in that case, you may be offering your obeisances or begging for permission, may I say something? A lot of time you don't get that. As if that person is already eager to talk to you. You don't have him seek permission or he's just waiting, he was just waiting for someone to come and talk to him or intervene. So, because we have a particular exercise before us, so we have to go a little faster. So sleep, are you satisfied, Radha Shyam, with this outcome? I'm sure we'll get more. So just a few more entries for this, because we have a big list.
Praying intensely. Praying intensely to overcome this obstacle.
Praying intensely to overcome sleep obstacle. But you have to be wakeful for her. You really have to wake up and pray while you're sleeping. Don't criticize. What should be the attitude? Hate the sin, not the sinner, that kind of stand.
Self-imposed punishment.
Self-imposed punishment.
If I don't, once, I will give 10 rupees to a swami.
In the past, in ashrams, they used to tie seekers of the brahmacharis and sleeping, wake them up. I mean, there's some provision. Again, some external thing. But we want to stop this topic very soon. Yeah.
Suppose you had said yesterday, fighting with the modes. If goodness is
fighting with the
modes, if ignorance is there, then you get up and come to passion. And then again go back to goodness. But generally, if we are sleeping, we don't want, we don't feel like getting up also sometimes. We are just continuing in that. We are thinking, I'm chanting. We don't stand up. So if we stand up,
stand up and
stand up and fight.
Stand up.
Yeah, we may not be honest, we may not be wanting to expose ourselves, let others know that we were sleeping, so just to hide our sleep, we do not stand up, because if someone stands up, then others would know the person is sleepy or you're sleeping. So that may also be a factor. But then we need to do needful to wake ourselves up. They haven't spoken, so.
If there is a devotee who is helping us to wake up in case we are sleeping, we should not become angry at him and give him a look or. if we have woken up and we were not sleeping at that time, we should acknowledge his endeavor to help us chant better.
Yeah, thank him. Acknowledge his.
Taking correction positively.
Yeah, and then Bhagavatam, when someone is sleeping, then someone points out, or the speaker points out to that person. And that person doesn't want to admit or let others know that he was sleeping, so what does he do? He looks behind. And he wants to let others know, speaker did not really mean I was sleeping, but it's someone behind me. So that kind of not being very honest. So it's difficult to help out a person because he's not admitting or not honest, not wanting to take help, or he may be even angry because you know someone helped him or put him out.
I feel sleepy Maharaj. I try to chant walk and do chanting. Is it right?
For some time, as we said, if just standing alone is not helping, then you could...
Walking, chanting?
Yeah, but what happens, for some time you should, again, goal should be again sitting down and chant, because that's the proper posture, proper asana for chanting. Yeah, as you walk, the passion is more aroused, and then you begin thinking of other things you think, other than you are chanting. There's a tendency like that. Or you are chanting and some thoughts come to you, and those thoughts don't even make you keep sitting, they make you stand up. Have you experienced something? And then not only you stand, but you begin pacing back and forth, and your mind is making rounds. While you are some kind of making rounds on the beat, your mind is also making big rounds of the universe or city or whatever. So planning and so so it's a scientific thing, that's why sitting, all those japa, they're shown sitting down chanting. So for a while you could just find the mode, lower mode, you could get up or walk back and forth, but not forever. So I think we should go, so this is Dadi Champu's concern or question. Then what? I did not have that idea that we would tackle with each one of things separately. Or maybe there are some groups also. There's a way to make
a
grouping, make a chanting. Or we will just maybe take just few comments about each of these.
And solutions,
more details.
Solutions will overlap, like many of them.
Yeah, okay. So, okay, distraction is a distraction from attending to others. Whose point is this? What is distraction? Okay, general distraction. Yeah, okay, if you understood what that one is, you can say how to overcome distraction, what is the strategy, what should be done so that we are not distracted by this or that. Was that you? Say again, distraction.
Thinking about pending services, thinking about the incidents which is happening.
Okay, so, okay, mind, wanderings of the mind, I suppose, or it's like a yato yato nishalati mana chanchalam. So how to overcome wandering or roaming mind and wanting to review yesterday's whatever and plan future today and this and that. So distractions. So how to overcome that?
Not allow senses to come in contact with the
sense of. Not allow senses to come in. Objects of the senses, sense of, okay, sense objects. Well, but during chanting, how you're not going to? There's no scope. Okay, eyes. Not go near kitchen. He says. Remember the breakfast.
That could be. But there's all. But that's advanced stage. Seeing and not seeing at the same time, or see, there's a difference between seeing and seeing. See just enough and not see more, or not keep seeing, go deeper, or then contemplate and then get attached, and that becomes habit and going to be, so there's a whole process, whole how to deal. This is a very major. We have to deal with this all the time, all day, every day. So we try to bring, our goal is not stop the senses. We stop smelling or we block our ears with some plugs, ear plugs, or we stitch the mouth. We don't want to speak. And like that. So our positive approach would be what? Krishna's form, or try to see or remember Krishna's form. Even if another form is in front of you, you think of Krishna's form. So that form is still there, but you are more influenced by Krishna's form than the form in front of you. So try to practice this.
If services are giving instruction, it is very good to learn management principle by which you can prioritize things and know what like it's time to chant and you will chant.
Okay, management principle. This also we are learning here now. The chanting time and it's not a time, it's chanting time. Determination like that and first thing first is a principle of management also. First thing first. So while chanting, what do you do? First thing is chanting, so you chant that and then comes the next after 10 o'clock or something. So control your mind like that. Hold on or have some patience. Don't be impatient. Don't jump ahead of the time. When that time comes, you dive deeper. Yes, Anandesh, hear something.
Writing Maha Mantra
and keep in front of you. Someone was sitting next to me this morning. Sachinandan Maharaj also recommends Maha Mantra, meditating on Maha Mantra. So distraction.
There are 16 names in one Mahamantra, and each name should be pronounced distinctly. And when we hear first name which is pronounced, then only we can go for another name, that is second name. And when we hear second name properly, then we go for third name, Hare, then fourth name. When we hear all 16 names, then there is no way, no thought can enter. If we strictly follow this technique, here are 16 names, one after one, and after chanting one full mantra, we we know that I have heard all the 16 names. Not just mantra, but name, nama japa. So that helps very much.
Good point. Yeah, this is getting into the details of the chanting. So not think of, you know, 16 words at a time. You clear 16 words at a time, but one word at a time, or even one syllable at a time. So a little more micro management. There's a macro and there's a micro. So this is more micro managing your chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then yesterday we were adding the other dimension. Not only you are saying all the names clearly and attentively, but with that goes the other things you are supposed to be doing. Remembering the form is there and the prayer is there, and so there's so much to be busy with during chanting. Yesterday also we said some devotees prefer kirtan to japa, because japa is monotonous, the same thing is going, and you develop disinterest or distaste and mechanical. Anyway, another thing is also being addressed here. So hear and chant and remember. And what about the crying like baby? Remember, that is also there. And if your mind is going elsewhere, then you also have another exercise to do. Drag it back, bring it back. And who, you have to take help of somebody. Whose help do you take? Holy name, yes. And if the mind is going away, the mind is, there's a distraction. Mind is distracting, so.
Intelligence.
Who is superior to the mind?
Intelligence
is superior to the mind. So, where the mind is going, whether it's a right place the mind is going or wrong place, or is there, it's timely for mind to go, who is going to decide all this? Who decide? Intelligence decides. Power of discrimination is with intelligence. Mind doesn't have its own philosophy. Mind is just sort of floating. Mind is like a child, you know. Child is walking on the footpath or passing by some shop, and whatever child sees through, mind is like that, you know. Is the daddy then convinced, no, take this lollipop, and he runs for that. He was just now crying for something, but then he drops that and runs for something else, and then something else. There's nothing fixed about mind. So hence you could change the mind. Mind you could change. Train the mind. Shape up the mind. So there's a scope. Knowing that, there's a scope for changing mind, changing the habits of mind. Mind doesn't have its own philosophy. So the superior to the mind is intelligence, and you have to be very, very alert and very, very active. This is a business, is it? This is a serious business. So you cannot do your business if your intelligence is not working. The chanting of Hare Krishna is a serious business. Could you do the business without intelligence? You have to be a very intelligent person. In fact, a very intelligent person could chant attentively, or chant and achieve the vision. What is that? The chatur? Krishna jai bhaje sai bada chatur. That person is chatur, one who does Krishna bhaje, one who worships Krishna, serves Krishna. That person is chatur, very smart, very intelligent. So, and what does Bhagavatam say? Yajnai sankirtana prayair yajanti hi sumedhasa. This is job of sumedhasas, not some dropouts or some failures. They failed, miserably failed, so they have become sadhus. This kind of worldly understanding, which is incorrect. Jnanavan maam prapatyate, Krishna says. One who surrenders unto me is jnanavan, is knowledgeable. So chanting is a job of a very, very intelligent person. And we have to have intelligence and exercise, use that intelligence for improving our chanting. Or you prove it, you are intelligent by using the intelligence. So the 2 hour period or so, that 16 round time, this is the time to use the intelligence. When the sleep business, this is because intelligence is not being exercised. Intelligence is on job, alert, and sharp intelligence. Immediately you tell it, you fellow, you're sleeping, you're doing this, mind is gone here. He will watch and point out and also come up with rectification measure. So japa is not the time just to sit around, just sitting around. Your whole being is, your whole existence is in use, in action, in fact. Your body, we said how the body should be sitting, the body, the mind, so much to do with the mind, mind intelligence, and the emotions, the feelings, which also relate to the mind. So intelligence, use intelligence. All ego is in the mind, false ego. Who has answered? Let me think. Okay.
Avoiding unconscious chanting.
Mm-hmm. Well, the false ego, a person falsely egoistic chanter is just the opposite of Tanadapi, Suniche, Natarodapi. He will not be tolerant, he will not be patient, you will not be respectful, you know, all that. So that's the whole ego. Or if someone is helping that person to wake up, or well, he's still sleepy, and that person who was receiving the help doesn't appreciate that help, but he may fight back, or he may, that's also ego. For this Pranadapi Sunichena strategy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is free from ego. No false ego. Your real ego, your soul, which is the constitutionally soul is humble. The soul is pure, soul is there, soul is also humble. Soul is also tolerant. So the false egoistic stand is different from the intelligent stand. Well, intelligence, yeah, you're also humble and this and that, and what is that? Buddhi, dadami buddhi yogam. Krishna gives the intelligence to those who are, what is the beginning? Okay, tesham satat yuktanam. Satat and yukta and priti purvak, he is rendering service, and then Lord is pleased and he gives intelligence, he gives buddhi. So this is one kind of intelligence you are getting. And others are also getting intelligence. The materialists are also getting intelligence. But Maya is giving them intelligence. We could say, I think it's safe to say that devotee gets intelligence from Krishna, and the materialistic person, egoistic person, is getting his intelligence from Maya or Maya's agents or energies. And the kind of intelligence we need during chanting is coming from the Lord. But if person has a false ego, then again, that is a resistance there. That intelligence coming from Krishna is not going to flow in his direction. Ego is a big stumbling block. Ego is going to stop that flow. And then he may be getting intelligence, but then that is called vinashakale, viparita buddhi. So maybe his vinash has come and he's getting some intelligence, but he's going to be self-destructive. Okay, we are way behind. We have a whole thing here. So how to deal with this? So we have these obstacles, huge list. We have dealt with only two so far, and the hands are still going up for only second item on the obstacle list. And then what we have, so this is a strategy we are dealing with, then resources, timeline. This may take less time, but so having a strategy for all these items, so this could also be homework for you when you go back home. No, you'll not go back home until you have done this exercise and have a right strategy. You'll have to keep this around here, prepare yourself for going back home. So why don't we just real quickly run through. So 10 offenses, you have to avoid 10 offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired success of life, which is? So you should be familiar with what are the 10 offenses that you have to understand. What is each offense? What does it mean? And which offense I commit? I may not be committing all the 10 offenses. Each one of us is specialized. Someone commits the first offense more, someone the 10th one, someone 3rd one, someone 6th one, this one, that one. This, each one is a different. So again, we have to know that they don't even want to, or their mind is not wanting to chant. Our first result to chant prescribed number of rounds. So, laziness, there could be a varieties of, you can just note down whatever you could. We are not going to, now we are in different mode now, different. So laziness, you'll be around those who are enthusiastic, is one thing we could say. When you are with an enthusiastic person, what happens? You feel enthused and your laziness will run away, hopefully.
Some devotees say you want to chant whole day, not in the morning itself, but whole day up to night 10 o'clock we are chanting.
Yeah, because if you don't chant in the morning, chanting during the day takes longer time. Yeah, because mind is not concentrated. This is common experience. We know those who don't chant in the morning takes long time just to finish their round. Or some may be just hiding behind the chanting. Because you're supposed to be chanting and soon getting ready yourself for the service, but others just keep chanting, and that's not the right thing to do. So they should get their act together. Uncooperative mind, I think we dealt with this. With the use of intelligence, you get mind to surrender. It is said you should, when you are really in open up and in good mood and your intelligence is functioning, and you should decide what is good for your life, what is good for you. And you may also, of course, take help of the sadhu shastras to make a list of what is good for you, and then just do it, or tell the mind also to cooperate and don't surrender. You don't surrender into the mind, but you get mind to surrender to, so that what is good for you that you have decided with the use of intelligence, and you want to get that done. So let the mind not interfere. So planning, you said, yeah, plan your chanting or plan your 24 hours. That could be, this time I'm going to take rest, 6 hours sleep, kind of planning also. Planning for eating also. You could sit down for a meal with a determination that I'm going to eat as much as required. Yuktahar. Should be some planning before you sit down. Once you start eating, then only after you're too much full, you may be doing little lamentation or something. That also, you could also review after your meal, but you could also have a strategy before you sit down for the meal. So there's a strategy for everything. So planning, plan your mind, plan your time, 24 hours, plan this, plan sleeping. The basic necessities are planned. So planning. Okay, past conditioning, yes. So that is what. Chant for change. Yes, we want to work on the past conditioning. And so many births. Past doesn't only past five, last 5 years, 10 years, or this life. There are so many lives we had, so all that conditioning, so cheto darpana marjanam, everything going fine. Prabhupada said one time, he was talking of, there's a lake or well, and the water is, you know, there's no ripples or anything. And suddenly a bubble comes, phat, Prabhupada said, phat. You also see. And Prabhupada said, water is clean, water is, and well, water is clean, everything is still and clean. So where is this coming from? This proves that at the bottom of the well, there's some kind of dirt, some kind of contamination. And for a long time, there was nothing clean, clear, calm, quiet. But then suddenly, phat. He said, that's the indication that there's deep within, there is some still conditioning, some contamination, and then it pops up suddenly. And you're taken by surprise. Why do the bad things happen to good people like me, you know? Why do the bad things happen to good people? But we are not fully good yet. There's some bad. So we have to go deeper and find out where is that bad hiding and trace it out, not wait for it to appear. Who knows when it's going to appear. So you could go deeper and go to the root. Okay, then the no test. Prescribed number, we have taken vow, so duty, keep doing. That's one thing. And why no test? Maybe because of past conditioning, you did not plan properly, your mind is not cooperating, you are lazy, so no test. You are committing of class, so no test. Like that also there are connections, right? Training for, you could take a training for developing tests. We are doing that here a little bit. We should attend more of this kind of satsang or discussions we should have. Such important topic like chanting. We have so many other seminars and very rarely we get to talk about this most important aspect of our life, which is chanting. But now by mercy of ISKCON Leeds program, and this topic has come up. But it is being discussed now. ISKCON, Japa reforms, and there are books also in the market for this topic. Manidhi Maharaj has a book, Sachinandan Maharaj has a book, Sasur Maharaj had a book long time ago. So in the ISKCON market, there are some literature also on this topic available, and some seminars also are held in different parts of the world. And we are doing that here also. Okay, sleep, I think we dealt with this very in depth. Overeating is an obstacle, so we said you could also plan your eating plan. You could be home with a whole planning about eating. You could also, okay, eating, what is my vision for eating? So it is an obstacle to achieve that vision. What is my strategy? Do I need any resources? I need someone to sit next to me with a stick, manpower like that. Or what is my timeline? How many times I'm going to eat? Or so just for each one of this, you could apply. Again, you could go back. My sleeping, my vision for sleeping, obstacles, my strategy, resources, timeline, overeating is my difficulty. So how I could change that and become a normal. So what is that normal situation? What are the difficulties? What should I do? Do I need any help, any guidebook, guiding principle person? Do I need any funds for that? And how much time? Like that. So mechanical and dry chanting, well, I think we have talked about this. So, yeah, add the prayerful mood and the remembrance part. So it's not just a machine-like chanting. External chanting, lip movement is there. The mind is involved. Intelligence is active. Your soul is soul-stirring. Chanting should be what? Stirred up. Soul stirred up. And so it's a very active. So it's not a mechanical means only body. But spiritual chanting proper chanting, soul is involved. Soul is there, mind is there, favorable mind, cooperative mind, and intelligence, sharp intelligence. When all that is there, then it will not be mechanical anymore. And not having taste, because you maybe are just doing mechanical chanting, that's why no taste. Not striving harder to go forward, not fighting with sleep, or you don't know planning for eating, or your uncooperative mind, this, that. So no, you don't have ruchi. So because of mechanical lack of determination, yes, you lack remembering that, and lack of determination. You cultivate determination. It's also nistha. Becoming nisthavan means a lot of determination, fixed up. So how does one get to the fixed up nisthavan stage? How does one get there? You have to do the all prior steps. No, that also, but shraddha, sadhu sang, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti. More you do, more sadhu sang, more bhajana kriya, more anartha nivritti. And as you become more and more free from anarthas, what happens? That results in determination. Nishthavan, you become fixed up, steady, sober. So this is science. Not that we don't know how to become nishthavan or determined. So if we are lacking determination, then the scientists, you're all scientists, spiritual scientists, we should be knowing, I have to do this more shraddha, more glories of the holy name I should be hearing, more sadhusang, more association, more guidance. I should be praying, give me some bhajana, dana, dani, bhajana? Yes, bhajana. Yeah, shodhaya, please purify, O Vaishnava, with more of your bhajana, jnana. How to do bhajan, how to worship Krishna, you give me, teach me, share me. So lack of preparation, yes, prepare. But we said that preparation is day before. For tomorrow chanting, some may be doing other kind of preparation, whatever, getting their determination ready, getting this ready, getting their asana ready, getting their thoughts ready, getting being alert, being some breathing maybe. And before, but that, besides that, you know, day before, night before, I'm eating now, but this much eating, or this time eating, is that going to help me tomorrow's chanting, or whatever I'm doing? That janasangasya lavlyasya sharvir bhakti. So janasang, the sang that I have, is this going to help? Is that? So making connections, so that way preparing. Uncontrolled tongue and bodily disorders. So I think we dealt with that. So not only eating, but the uncontrolled tongue is vacho vegam, manasaha krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udara upastha vegam. So the tongue is in the middle. Just see how the arrangement is. The six items, in the middle is the tongue. One time it is mentioned jiva, another time mentioned as vacha. So jiva eats, vacha speaks. Both are tongue. And then two items are up. Jiva vegam, udara upastha vegam. So from jiva, two items are underneath, beneath. And the other two ones, vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam. Manasa krodha vegam. What is that? Not the mind and the anger. So they are, if the speech is not controlled, okay, which has a connection with the jiva. If the speech is not controlled, then there's anger and uncontrolled mind. Right? That's correct? The six items. And the eating is not controlled, then udara upastha. So same tongue, two functions, and then there are two pushings up, two pushings down. So uncontrolled tongue, not taking good advice from others. Yes, that's a difficulty. That is the difficulty. Lack of reading and hearing. Yeah, so philosophical soundness is going to help us in chanting. So lack of reading, hearing. What is this? Doership mentality. So that we said false ego versus real ego. So you are Even if you are chanting out of humility or a humble person, I am chanting by grace of my superiors or spiritual master or Krishna's mercy. So like that, so no, that kind of mentality, done with it mentality. So that's, if you are doing mechanically and all that, then you would be happy when you're done with it. But we also said 17th round is, God is more pleased, so you could take. And don't be conditioned to chant only 16 rounds. Get out of this conditioning. So don't be happy with your done with it idea, 16 rounds. Lack of value and what?
Importance
of chanting. Yeah. Yeah, so how to overcome that?
Read
the glories of the, there's a whole Namamrit, Sri, what is the name of the book? Sri Namamrit, thick, big, fat book. All the quotes from Srila Prabhupada, his purports are there. And then there are other literature. Chaitanya Charitamrita has several sections glorifying the holy name. Yeah. The Harinam, Chintamani is also a very good tool. Glories are how to remove obstacles. Bhajana Rahasya is also very essential reading material. So get fixed up so that you could say, sthitosmi, now I'm, I have no doubt about chanting, or chanting as the yoga dharma for this age of Kali. So hear more. Lacking thranadapi sunichena, that, so be humble. Easy to say, right? Easier to say that. Sometimes people have t-shirt and say, laugh, something like that. Say, smile. It's very difficult just because someone says smile. I lost my heart in Vrindavan. Yes, or just do it, another message. So what, just because someone says, just, but somehow be humble. Because there is no other way. There is no other way. As chanting is the only way, there is no other way, there is no other way. But to get the right results from the chanting, there is no other way but to be humble. There is no other way. There is no shortcut. We have to come to this stage. Person with this kind of mentality, that mantra's translation goes. What is the translation? In a humble state of mind. Yeah. In such a state of mind, take note of this, such a state of mind. So this is coming from Mahaprabhu. So such a state of mind. So what is that state? You know, this. Then Kirtaniya Sadhari. Then haunted by material desires, puja, la, pratishta. So this is a basic disease of the living entity. The Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati compares this puja, la, pratishta with Vista as it is very bad. The Shukra, what does Shukra eat? And the essence of that, the essence of the stool is, so that he compares, he's convinced that this, that's the value of this puja la pratishtha. So till we are convinced, we should be remembering this statement of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. See how we could realize, but not realize. We think this is very important. As if this is like a vision's goal of my life, puja, love and pratishtha. So as there is no value of the stool, but to speak of the stool of the a boar or a pig. So if you could convince ourselves like that. A lack of desire to reform. Yeah, so how to do overcome that? Lack of desire. Or is another, Okay, breaking four regulatory principles, don't break them. Again, chanting Hare Krishna will help one to resist the temptation. This is inviting me, this is attracting me. So when we are attracted by Krishna, Krishna's holy name, by chanting and chanting, then we could kick his temptations or breaking principles. Bad association, give it up. That's a, so. But first of all, you should also know what is good association, what is bad association, and who provides you good ones. who provides you bad association, and how do you determine this? Is it mind or intelligence? With intelligence you could discriminate and come to conclusion that this is bad association. So maintain a safer distance from a bad association, bad company, and then prayas or endeavor for achieving something material. So that's the obstacle list. And then what? Quickly, what could we say? What resources do we need to beat that? Well, not just that. I think there's a lot of things. I think all those things we were listing or just saying how to overcome all these obstacles. You need resources, proper rest. Is that a resource? Yeah, you need. That's a resource. Sankalp, is that a resource? Yeah, you need. Take neighbor's help, that's a resource. Human power around you. Like a manpower, what do you need in order for us to chant or japa or chant attentively? We need a lot of things. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam.
Environment.
Huh? Environment, yeah, the proper atmosphere. Dhamma is the best, or temple, or association of devotees. That's a resource. Time, place, circumstances. So time, what is the time? Good time? Morning time is a good time. That's a resource. We could say so. What else do we need? Resources. Because you need japa, mala. Huh?
Harmonium.
For chant. It's japa, we're talking about japa. That's for kirtan.
Take part. In kirtan. Take part in kirtan. Some japa
courts. Japa courts, maha mantra in front of you. Yeah, some material. Yeah, some literature. This is a resource. Yeah, photo if you have a small one to carry it. During your travel, little travel kit with, and you could chant on the train. You have your own little temple there. Tulsi Devi, yes, chanting near, next to Tulsi is highly recommended. Clean place, fragrant place, incense, flowers. Earplugs. Yeah, but we have to make sure you hear your holy name. Yeah, that's well-lit place, but not too bright. Then it can distract you, get your attention. And if it is dark, then also that is conducive for sleeping. So, yeah, so some right kind of mix for the lighting effect. Temple president you need? Next to you? Otherwise you keep thinking, where is my president? Why is he not chanting? Water bottle. Sprinkler. Huh? I think you know now. These are the resources. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, many items from the strategy items. Many items from strategy would be part of these resources. Then the timeline is, sit down. So we're chanting 16 rounds. How much time?
2 hours.
2 hours. We said yesterday some may be chanting 15 minutes, one round. It's, when mind is not focused, or then you get, take more time. Or if someone is doing too fast. So 2 hours is considered kind of standard time. And then time, the best time of the day for chanting?
Morning,
Brahma Muhurt. Any other time? And to achieve this vision, you know, the vision. So that is not going to be achieved just by one day chanting or 2 days chanting. And they keep chanting, and someone said one lifetime. Prabhupada kind of gave that goal. She could finish this business. Srila Prabhupada used to say that Like a businessman is a businessman. He doesn't think of, oh, I will make the profit in next lifetime. I will work, I will do business, this, that. Profit I will make next lifetime. So businessman never thinks like that. He wants all his profits in this lifetime. But then he is to say, so devotee also, he wants to achieve his goal within this lifetime. So, so we do not have to wait. Because again, we do not know how much is a lifetime, how many days or months or years are at our disposal. Adyayvame Vishutamana Saraja Hansa, that attitude is there, that prayer is there. So not waiting till the last minute, last moment. It will be very difficult during those times when voice is choked up and this and that. So take advantage. This is the time. Adyayva. Today. Now. Especially when I am young. Could do things, achieve things while you are young. Because we don't know when we are going to get old. A lot of people, they don't even get old. They die before they get old. Some people even die before they take birth. Did you hear what I just said? Some people even die before they are born. They are not even allowed to take birth. They are killed within the womb. So take it seriously now. Intelligence is working, body is functioning. We have good association. We have resources are there at our disposal. So it's favorable. Things are favorable now. So reap the results. So that's the time, timeline. Any other thoughts on timeline? Yeah, it could be both. You could get in the detailed exercise and for each obstacle you apply not only timeline, but you could, as we said, you could apply the vision for each obstacle, vision, the obstacles of the obstacles, and strategy, resource, timeline. Yes, that way you probably achieve the vision faster to get into the details, deal with all aspects. But maybe some of these aspects, some of the strategies, some of the obstacles are, all the obstacles are not for everybody. Or some obstacles are more for some buddies, but others are for others. Or degree may be different. Overeating probably it is everybody's obstacle or problem. But for some it is very acute, very serious, and for some other cases maybe not so serious. But one need to work on this. It's after 2, and so we could stop here. This morning we have some kind of timeline for the day. We had said 4, but now maybe we should 4 to 6 we said some kirtan. This is japa, so kirtan. So we could do 4:30 instead. So 4:30, and maybe, so let's see, maybe till 6 or so, around that time. Then some break, and Vaini Aarti Kirtan, and then we have Deepotsav afterwards. After you all please come, it's a very special experience, Deepotsav, and some singing, chanting. Okay? Haribol. Thank you.